This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Let me ask investigative journalist, national TV host, naval intelligence officer Jack Posobiec, and more importantly, married now with a new baby. Congratulations on that. What would you call this period in history? Because I think Trump really is turning the corner. I think we're starting to win. The globalists know that. They're collapsing all over the world, but they're just striking back with naked race baiting, naked censorship. And I think if we don't take this serious enough and don't politically strike back to this authoritarian activity at a proper level, they could capsize our operation. I mean, I really think that we need to, their desperate activities need to be met very, very seriously, because these are really a Hitlerian-level authoritarian activities we see, but really a Maoist model with the big corporations and the communist Chinese and mainstream media, the universities, all working to demonize and bully and overthrow speech and call for violence against police. I mean, this is a real attempted overthrow of the country, overthrow of Europe. We're in the middle of a global civil war of nationalists and patriots against the globalists, and I don't think enough of the public really realizes how epic it is.
Yeah, Alex, I've referred to it, I would almost call it a revolutionary epoch that we're in right now. One of my good friends, who was a source on that report, actually referred to it as, he called it global gang warfare. He's like, you've got the gang of people who are on the side of creating these multinational corporations, the multinational organizations, the financing that runs through them, and then you've got the smaller gangs of people that are in each country just trying to fight for the rights of their people and for their citizens that are now starting to rise up and say, you know what? We don't need massive global markets. We don't need massive global movement of people, open borders, the migration, because we've seen how terrorism is able to use that. We've seen how, in the case of the U.S. border, the open borders that child traffickers and smugglers are able to use loopholes and exploit those networks. So there's so many problems that come with us running down this road of globalization that we've got to fight back against it, because we've forgotten about people in all of this. We've forgotten about individuals that have gone on with all of this, and the fact that, obviously, as the president pointed out this week, that certain cultures are just not compatible with each other if you try to import them immediately. And Europe is seeing that, certainly seeing that very hard right now. And in certain parts of the U.S. border, we're starting to see that as well.
And Jack, that's very astute what your colleague said, and I want to expand on that, because the globalists admit they're creating the tension to collapse the nation states and the wealth to vertically integrate it towards total social control. So it's not just like, oh, the globalization's causing some problems. They're directing the problems like high-powered water spray, you know, to strip mine hills. They are cutting through the strata, the good, the bad, and the ugly, because they want total consolidation, total control, and it is an organized system. Yeah, you've got global gangs fighting with each other for hegemony, but they agree on the basic programs of social engineering. You look at the Chinese communist Mao operations that they did in their universities. Well, they're trying to duplicate that here. It's not communist. It's corporately directed modes of authoritarian communism that have worked, but only in the revolutionary period to then turn it over to global corporations, which was done with China to begin with. So the larger understanding of that paradigm is now what's brought us into this giant awakening from which the globalists can never reverse their decline, because their plan was totally based on stealth, and now, obviously, that stealth is gone.
Yeah, William Craddock over at Disobedient Media, he uses a great example. He talks about how the Europeans and Angela Merkel are using the migrant crisis to now push for a European national military force. That's something we've never seen in Europe before. They're pushing for it, and they're using the migrant crisis, which they created, as justification for it.
And then they're going to use the military force to deliver all the people into the countries anyways.
Right, and now we've got new national military forces. Talk about that. By design.
We'll be back with Jack Posobiec on the other side. He's on fire, ladies and gentlemen. Newswars.com, Infowars.com. Spread those links. The globalists hate it when you do.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Every second of every day through our television sets. Even when the set is turned off, look around the environment we live in. Carbon dioxide, fluorocarbons, and methane have increased since 1958. Earth is being acclimatized. They are turning our atmosphere into their atmosphere. We are like a natural resource to them. Deplete the planet, move on to another. They want benign indifference. They want us drugged. We could be pets. We could be food. But all we really are is livestock.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Sobek's with us, with One America Network investigative journalist. I want to get into this giant hoax that the Democrats are running for the midterms and obviously distract from Spygate. So obviously, I want you to talk about both because they tie into each other. And we're sitting here looking at all this, and they're following decades-old policy. There's no news coverage of the hundreds of thousands killed trying to come into the U.S. in Mexico. They don't tell you that they can't just throw little kids in a general population. These people are committing crimes. If I rob a bank, they take my kids from me. If you come in illegally with no ID or you have a criminal record, yeah, you're going to lose your kids. They're going to get sent back to your home country, back to the grandparents, back to whatever, or you're going to be sent back with them. You have to do this. When you come into the border, you come into a checkpoint, and they sit there and ask you questions. And if it doesn't check out, well, then you go to a holding area until you're shipped out or until they find out who you are. So the fact that the media is full tilt pushing this, and you've got Hayden, you know, with all his illegal spying and criminal activity, trying to say that Trump is like a Nazi at Auschwitz with these kids and the Democrats and their grandstanding, when it's the UN caught running giant child kidnapping rings and sex traffic of women, when it's Mexico that's doing all of this, these other countries, and then they're only focusing on us, trying to stop collapsing Latin America, collapsing into us, with the UN openly running all of this. I mean, it's just insane that they're doing this, and I don't think it's going to be very, very effective. What do you think's behind all this, and where do you think it's going? Because I look at Democrats who push to get every baby they can aborted, and then I look at them under Obama, stop detaining the children, which had been going on for decades, and to start just releasing them to aid groups, Catholic charities, other private charities, Democrat charities that have been caught in smuggling of kids, you know, Hillary's people. And so that violating federal and state law, I don't believe the president had the power to do that. Clearly impeachable. I called for him to be impeached. We broke. They were doing it 4 years ago in McAllen and other places. And the New York Times said, yeah, hundreds of thousands of children, people under 18 down to age 3, are given many times unaccompanied by parents, and just given tickets and just sent to Chicago and Houston. That, and some of them ended up dead, sex trafficking. It's been in the local news, and it's like, what, kids show up at the border? You just put them on buses with private groups? No record? They say that Obama was giving them dates of 2 years, 4 years to show up for a hearing. As if a 12-year-old knows how to do that. This looks like a giant cover to me for a huge underground railroad of children going into the big bellies of the Democrats and their penchant for children. What do you think's happening, Jack?
Yeah, Alex, we've got a situation, and as Secretary of Homeland Security put it out yesterday, 10,000 of the 12,000 that are here, 80% now, that are being in these shelters, and that's what they are, they're shelters, those were brought without parents, without anyone even claiming to be their family. So they are the victims of child trafficking by any definition. What the difference is that Trump is putting an end to it, and he's actually stepping up and having the leadership to try to do something about this situation, which was created by his predecessors, the Clintons, the Obamas, the Bushes, and their policies, who either did, at worst, did nothing to fix it, or possibly even let it go on, as we saw with Obama in 2014, putting kids into these foster systems where they ended up going into the hands of child traffickers. And that was the Washington Post that reported that. That was not exactly some kind of far-right group, the Washington Post. So we've got a major situation here, a border crisis, that obviously the president talked about on the campaign trail. It was the main issue that he ran on. And now that he's trying to do something about it, that he's dealing with it, that he says, hey, you know what? Maybe we've got this Walmart that shut down on the border. We can fix it up. We can make it nice. We can give them some money. We can have the kids there, give them three squares a day, give them beds, have everyone there. But the left wants to come in and complain about it and scream about it, because what are they actually doing, Alex, is they're actually shutting down this system that was in place beforehand and are dealing with the issue in a way that's based on law, that's based on following the laws that are on the books. And we always said that. How many years did Republicans even say this, that all we need to do is follow the laws that are on the books? You know, we even have a law on the books for a wall that George Bush signed, but he never actually did anything with. So it's amazing to see what happens when you actually try to follow the laws. And you can really tell, it's very telling, when you see the Bushes, when you see the Clintons, the Obamas, and now CIA directors all coming out in alignment against this. It's so revealing as to who they are. It's so revealing as to what side they're on. And to Hayden, well, I would just say to his comment, this certainly isn't the first time that the CIA has used domestic propaganda on the American audience.
And I saw Hayden again last night on CNN.
Parading him.
He's being paid by CNN. He's like, I'm scared.
Well, because Clapper has been discredited, so they bring out Hayden now.
Yeah, Hayden. I mean, it just makes my head spin that Hayden's out there listening who the good guys are, Clapper and Brennan and Mudd. Mudd goes on CNN and says, we're going to kill the president.
Yeah, Mudd is someone who's threatened the president using absolutely atrocious language. He's talked about threatening. We've now seen there was an Antifa group just yesterday that was saying you should, if you see an ICE member, that you should not only find out who their family is, but that you should use violence against them. They were saying kill members of ICE. Now, these are people that work for the Department of Homeland Security. I don't think people realize this, but a lot of those Customs and Border Patrol people are Hispanic. They do speak Spanish. A lot of their families are Hispanic. They are immigrants themselves that are trying to help the situation legally through points of, you know, legal.
And they understand that Mexico is a failed nightmare state, and below it are countries that are even worse. What type of insane person would let the UN and George Soros get migrant trains and to get Mexico to agree to give them passage? Mexico puts you in forced labor if they catch you illegally. But now
Mexico, they were accused of torture just last year in some of their detention centers for South America, or Central American migrants. They were caught torture, sexual abuse. This was coming up. This was their Reuters article.
That's like the London Guardian type in.
Yes.
Yeah. What they do is they torture women, particularly until they have family come and basically give them money. It's unbelievable. But notice, Jack, they never humanize these people.
You're right, because that's how they're viewed. They're viewed as, you know, the Democrats view them as free votes, and certain members of the Republican Party view them as free workers. Well, the problem is What's going to happen? Let's say that we do open the borders and we do start this mass importation. We go along with it. Alex, what's going to happen in 10, 15 years when automation kicks in and all of these low-skilled workers, the day laborers, those jobs just aren't being done
anymore?
Perfect
welfare recipients. Perfect welfare recipients.
Exactly. It turns into a giant welfare crisis that's going to be on the backs of who? Hardworking Americans that are going to see their taxes skyrocket because they're going to have to pay for all the people that were brought here that have jobs that the robots are all doing now.
This is a total nightmare scenario. And, of course, what we need to do is what Trump's doing, jack up the West and then actually try to develop the third world. But
this isn't 100 years away or 50 years away. This is 10, 15 years. It's coming. We're seeing the automation already happening.
I agree. Jack Masovic, I want to do one more segment with you, and I want to get into this other development, obviously, with the massive censorship being announced and being pushed in a big, big, big way through the EU. And a lot of folks think, oh, we're exempt from that. We're not, because of the current agreements, and Trump needs to do something about this regardless. The EU's already out of control before they even tried to pass something that even liberal sites and major professors say will end the Internet as we know it. They're trying to break the Internet.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I'm quite a history buff because history's so interesting. I've studied a lot of different sectors of history. Find it just amazing. But the living through it is even more incredible. And if you really look at how authoritarian the left is, and if you really look at how anti-American, anti-free speech, anti-free market monopoly pushers are, you realize that we don't have any choice but to fight these people and to expose them and to take back control of our civilization. I mean, I look at the lies and the deceit and the nastiness of CNN, MSNBC, and they know what they're doing. And a lot of their own constituents know it's all a lie. They think they're going to get free stuff out of this, maybe for 5-10 years more, like Venezuela, then we collapse. And the people running it always live in Switzerland or Kauai, Hawaii, or Lanai, you know, own their own islands. They're never part of the collapse period. And then they come in 10 years later after the collapse and buy everything up and put fascism in. And the media then never covers it again. And it's like, what happened to this country? What happened to that country? And the globalists have now decided to do the same thing to the West. And then the technocrats are all going to live on private islands. That's the decision. That's what's in major publications. They even tell you, and then you watch Gruber on TV famously on C-SPAN, a group of professors teaching them how to lie and how to deceive, and they're all looking at him like he just saved a child out of a burning building. They're like, really? That's how we do it? That's how we get better jobs? You got these academics, you know, that want to be big men and women, and they literally are practicing evil. And it's that realization that globalism is a world government of corporations above the law, just like in Article 13 and Article 11 of this new EU piece of garbage. And they're doing all this, and it's all happening, and they say they want to break up our families. They say they hate Christians. I just don't know how they found so many bad people, Jack Posobiec. Can you speak to that? Or maybe you think I'm wrong. And then what's going on with the EU censorship and the EU systems that, because of Obama and others, we're signed on to these things now. I think it's time for Trump to really take the gloves off and say, we're not following any of your EU regulations, none of it.
Well, Alex, the EU is still working to respond to the actions of what took place with Brexit, with the Trump election, with the elections of governments in Poland and Hungary and Austria and Italy now. They are in full panic mode because they see that people are standing up for their countries, they're standing up for their individual liberties, they're standing up for their freedoms, and they realize that everyone is using the internet, social media, digital connections, digital connectivity to break the sort of master narrative, as the Obama administration used to call it, to break that, to tell the truth about what's going on, and to vote in new politicians that support the rights of the people rather than the rights of these, as you put it, these global multinationals. And so what they're doing is they realize that if they can put restrictions on the internet, that's the last chance they have, in their mind, of holding together the EU. But I got to tell you, if this goes the way it looks like it is, they are going to see a massive backlash, an absolute massive backlash to people putting censorship on the internet. They're talking about the links and copyrights and that, you know, you're not allowed to link to sites if they don't allow you to link to the sites. This is something that is the backbone of the internet, is the websites linking to each other. It's certainly something that everyone's...
And let's be clear, it's even worse than that. They just put in this whole GDPR thing where every time you go to somebody's website, you got to click and say, I accept every time, even if there's not even cookies on your site or whatever. But that's only for little guys with their big fines. They exempt all the big corporations that opt in and agree with them and say that they have exemption as right holders and are allowed to data mine. So it allows total surveillance of everything for the big tech giants, but then all the little Lilliputians, we can't do anything.
Right, and that data mining, that's being used to sell your data, to sell your internet behavior, your interests, what you're looking into, what you're searching, in some cases, which you have Alexa or Google
Home. Oh, yeah, Zuckerberg went over there and worshipped the authoritarian EU, and so they're now giving him and Google carte blanche. They think the tech giants will now go along with this.
Right, and Bezos is a big part of this. Microsoft is actually, Alex, I just got off the phone right before I got on the program today, but I got a source that's saying that Microsoft is a big pusher in a lot of these things. And while Bezos and Soros and other Silicon Valley giants have been really keyed out, that people don't realize that Microsoft is pushing it just as much.
Oh, he's behind the TPP. In fact, I keep saying, who's the worst? Is it Tim Cook? Is it Bezos? It's definitely Bill Gates. He's the little evil elf lurking around in the bushes.
Right, he loves us talking about Bezos and Tim Cook and everyone else, because while we're doing that, we're not talking about him. This is someone that, remember, the U.S. government went after them for monopoly and couldn't even do anything about it in the 1990s when we all knew what Microsoft was doing. Now they've taken that, they're taking their money, they're turning it into these operations. And remember, Gates was doing this well before Bezos or Cook got into it. So he's really been spearheading a lot of these different things. They're going to start it with the EU. They're going to break down what people have seen as the internet in terms of free content and free expression, free connection. They don't want that to happen anymore. And so they are putting in limiting guidelines and regulations to stop it from happening, to stop people from making those direct connections.
And Jack, you just said it perfectly. And I can't even believe that they're this brazen, because finally a bunch of leftist publications and leftist legal groups are going, oh, this is horrible. This is free speech. And they talk about in here templates. And folks, they've already got it. Like when you're typing something on an iPhone, it's a cuss word. It says you can't say it. It's beyond that. Just like, well, you can't, you know, upload that copyright song. Even if you've got the rights to it, you can't do it to YouTube. It's prior constraint through the algorithms, through the AI. Well, now they're saying they're going to basically ban memes. You've got to send the memes through a university process group that literally is a consortium of Snopes, Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, funded by George Soros. This is in the news. This is not my opinion, ladies and gentlemen. That then in the browser or in the publishing system to a website or into online systems, under law, they're going to fine you. Even here in the U.S., they're claiming the power under globalism, just like with their whole GDPR system. That's the camel's nose under the tent flap of the regulatory control. They say that they are going to then restrain you where you can't even post the quote. If a newspaper quotes somebody saying something, the quote of the say the Pope saying open the borders or whatever, that's copyright and you can't have it. But the key is the prior constraint. It's an internet kill switch built in to the uploading devices by law.
Yeah, this is going to completely change the way we're able to interact with the media and with the internet in itself. You know, I'm waiting for the reason I don't want to get one of those Amazon smart refrigerators or something is because they want to. I don't just want to wait for them to say, "Oh, well, you had so many calories yesterday, so now we can't open the refrigerator because you've got to stick to your daily ration, your daily quotas, or something." Or you said a bad word the other day, so we can't let you.
Jack,
open
they
store.
Actually say that in the training videos in the UK in Megapolis. It shows refrigerators in the future like that. Do five more minutes because I want to talk to you about. You're a military guy, about the sixth branch of the military, the Space Force, and what Trump is really doing with that from my perspective.
It's Alex Jones.
Talk about it all on the other side. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 months servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it was a prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to get Jack Posobiec's take on the Space Force. And I know he's a smart, well-read guy, naval intelligence, you name it, investigative journalist. But, I mean, I know what's going on with Space Force. And I did a 20-minute video, live video last night on it, of the secrets of Trump's Space Force. The truth is, there's been a Space Force since the 60s. NASA is just a cutout for U.S. military operations in space. And just like the Navy's got aircraft, and the Air Force has got aircraft, and the Army's got aircraft, and the Marines have aircraft, all these branches have space assets, whether it's satellites or other stuff. And they've got these non-nuclear, but there's SABO around, orbiting platforms that they've got up in space. They've been placing them since the mid-70s in space. And there's a big need for a space force just to service these things and remove them and stuff like that. Usually they just fire them off into deep space when they become derelict, because you can't bring a depleted uranium platform with projectiles back into the atmosphere for reentry, because they don't break up and they would heat up and get unhooked and then become the meteor gun they were designed to be. But the only reason I can talk about that is they accidentally declassified some of that in the 90s. And I talked to one of the former heads of Star Wars, but that's a long story short. Trump said, we're going to unlock the secrets of the universe. There's been a lot of suppressed stuff. He said that at State of the Union. And so medical treatments that they know are near cures that have been suppressed, things like that, for terminally ill people, and that'll allow testing on them for everybody else. They're volunteering. The left says you can commit suicide. You can abort your baby all day, but if you want to risk your life, oh, no, you can't. You can't. You can't, because they're anti-progress. They are the anti-progressives. So they had decided on an anti-post-human world. Elon Musk has warned about it. The post-human world. Post-human future. And Trump also said he wants to unlock the mysteries of space in that same speech. So he's just letting you know what's already there. And then to start rolling out some of the technologies and some of the things. And it's also a carrot to the military-industrial complex, which I'm totally for if it's done for peace process. Because here's the deal. All this innovation we have came from space program and military programs. And if you got a good president and a good government that deploys it back to the people, we're already decades ahead of China, Russia, you name it. But not if we hold on to it. So he wants it deployed to the people and not put it into just wasteful, you know, more aircraft carriers or more divisions of troops, but into stuff that really does things, and like Google satellites. Those are really the geospatial, you know, government satellites. Deploying that back to Earth and absolutely taking our secret space program and boomeranging 50 years ahead of the Chi-Coms if we do it now. So Trump's only announcing, I love it, my idea for the Space Force. It's all a big joke with him, because a good joke in that he's been briefed on all this. He's been brought in. There are people that want a human future. This is about humans in space. And it's not going to get innovated with the fake 10% NASA, you know, space rovers and stuff. China's moving into space. Others are moving in. Let's just be honest that we have space superiority so they can be crushed, just like Reagan did with Star Wars. So superior. Obviously, they were offensive weapons. The Russians knew they had to give up. Okay, so I've given you the real deal. That's really what, and we'll get Posobiec's expert take on that. But it's about a human future. It's about a military budget that actually develops the new high-tech systems that are the civilian future. And not just these useless military things that just sit there and are only good for the defense contracting companies. So it's a very, very smart thing Trump's doing, in my view. I think Space Force is an excellent name for it. And I don't know if the Air Force is still going to have Space Command. Because for those who don't know, Space Command really already is a separate brand and branch of government above the other five branches. I wouldn't really count the Coast Guard. They're great people, but that's more of a patrol thing. That's my research view on that. Jack Posobiec, what do you say?
Alex, well, obviously I can't talk to classified programs, but I will just say that if the president so chooses to make some of these programs unclassified, reveal them to the public, I think the American people are going to be pleasantly surprised and very proud of their country. And I'll just leave it at that. What this has to do on the, at least in the first aspect, you're absolutely right, that all branches of our military have operations that touch space, whether that be satellite, even weather in some cases, GPS, other communication satellites, collections platforms, our intelligence forces obviously operate many satellites up there. All of those are in constant threat from Russia and China. And China and Russia have been operating space forces for years. The Russians started their space force in the 1990s. China started their space force a few years back. They're completely open about it and realizing that space in and of itself is a completely new field of warfare. And
it's a whole other dimension. It's like the fourth dimension. We've got to be honest about it. Go ahead.
It's going to get to kinetic warfare. The Chinese have looked at this already. They've looked at laser warfare for taking out our satellites. They've looked in space from other
space. Well, let's just say it. They've already been using particle beams to destroy our satellites.
Destroy or disable, yes.
Go ahead. Keep going.
And they've demonstrated the capability of rocket shootdowns from surface launch missiles to go after space. So our own infrastructure, our own payloads that we're sending up into space, as well as everyone who uses communications or geopositional satellites here on Earth, it runs the risk of the Chinese or the Russians getting into this. So this is all about China and Russia, number one. And what it's also going to come to, the one thing that I think that you were just about to mention it, is materials extraction, mining, essentially, whether that's done on the moon, whether that's done on asteroids. People are looking at Mars. They're talking about the space ladder or space elevator. People realize that the mining that can be done out there because of rare earth elements and other rare elements, there's indications that these may be found in either the asteroid belt, passing comets, many different other locations in space that might even be easier to extract.
That's right. And humans will deploy to do research, but then we'll have a big robot processing systems that go out and get these critical ores and bring them back. It's a total revolution of new elements.
And they need to be defended. Our assets need to be defended out there, not just from other companies, or excuse me, other countries, but potential other private interests that may go after them, that may attempt sabotage, corporate sabotage. There's all sorts of things that need to be opened up.
And since you raised that, because Musk wouldn't go along with the Soros takeover, I now have credible info. He is being sabotaged in the news, but also at their plants right now to make Musk roll over to him. That's a sad thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's a lot going on with Musk right now. Everybody wants a piece of him, and I think what's really happening is that Musk is saying, I just want to be myself. I want to be independent. I don't want anyone to own me. And he's realizing that there's so many people out there gunning for him. I hope that he does go back with Trump. I hope he does realize that Trump offers him a way forward to be independent, but also to be protected from some of these other people out there. But yes, you're absolutely right that if we want to expand in space, if we want to expand both as a people, you know, maybe looking at colonization at some point, or even just for mining and other commercial operations, we're going to need defense platforms. We're going to be able to protect all of our investment, all of our interests that will come out in space.
Well, look, space is the final frontier, and we already dominated it. And so why quit playing games? I mean, it's time to be honest, like the president said he'd do, and he's doing that, and go, okay, we're not really paying $2 billion for each of these fighters, or $3 billion. It went into this. Here, let me show you what we had in operation in the 80s. You know, here's the big V-wings. Here's all this. And then the Chinese and the Russians and everybody else, we'll just know that there's such superiority that it just...
A lot of this is where the UFO stuff came from. A lot of this was these experimental planes that were being tested here on Earth.
Absolutely. And so the word is Trump's going to start releasing a lot of stuff. Is that the word you've heard?
I've heard that as well. But he had always heard about it, and now as he's become president, he wants to explain to people that this work has been going on out there. And as I've said, the American people are going to be very, very proud of their country when they see that what the best and brightest have been doing, at least in quiet.
Wow. So you agree with my analysis of Space Force then?
I think Space Force is something that's been long in the works, and it's been long necessary. I don't know why we play games about it. It's clearly out there. The other countries obviously know we have it. It's time for the American people to know what exactly.
Well, you know the real reason. It's the death toll so high with the volunteers. That's why they've kept it secret. Word is thousands have died in the secret space program. Jack Posobiec, thank you so much. God bless you. Final segment straight ahead before Paul Watson takes over with critical news on the end of the Internet.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You could accept the fact that the city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean,
biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
That's an old intro. That would be where we were living if Hillary would have gotten elected. You know, and I am gushing about Trump because my gut told me he was good. And then everything he's been doing has been very truthful, very honest, except for bombing Syria and keeping troops in Afghanistan. And on that front, he's now got a ceasefire. And I was told, no, he's going to build up to make him come to the table and then actually give him some good deals per tribe and then pull out. And then now the word is that's where this is going. We'll see. And then the Syria thing, I understand they were going to make it look like he was involved in a chemical attack if he didn't strike them, and it becomes like a white false flag, I guess they'd call it, but I still don't like it. But he's not a dictator, and I don't want him to be a dictator either. But people complaining about Trump and saying it's like Hitler and Auschwitz Right, let's play that Hayden clip. Then I'll play the Strudge clip. It's just panic. You know, I said yesterday, Hayden is scared. He came on later in the day and said, I'm scared. But see, what they do is they'll take something true and then twist it. I've watched Hayden. Oh, and he's a really bad guy. Head of the NSA and CIA. I've watched that slime ball really screw this country up. And now all his cohorts have been caught in illegal activity against Trump, so he's the last one they're trotting up. And he lists the co-conspirators in this clip we're about to play. And then he says, I'm scared. Because Trump's undoing all the things we've done. You mean like putting an unelected EU in that exempts itself from taxes? Oh, you mean like shipping in 10 million military-aged men into Europe to rape, murder, and kill everybody? Oh, you mean like letting all these countries have 50, 60, 70, 100, 200, 300% tariffs on us? Because you weird globalists, the average East Coast person is great. The average West Coast person, I love them all. But let me tell you, in the elites of New York and L.A. and San Francisco and Portland and Seattle, they hate black people, white people, Hispanic people, everybody. They're elitist. And they hate flyover country, and they hate farmers, and they hate ranchers, and they hate anybody they don't control. They're just maniac psychos who want full power. And history shows that's the types that tend to get in control during collapse periods. Well, Trump's like, hey, let's just not do the collapse period, because the globalists want an austerity period after long collapse to train us all to accept the new social engineering. And you see how horrible the social engineering is. They're still going on with the plan, even though Trump's in. So you got two competing plans. But at least our plan has gone from nowhere to pole position in 2 years globally. Well, yeah, we're promoting prosperity, space travel, life extension, real freedom. You want to have sex change? Good, go chop it off. I'm not paying for it. And it's not because I can't handle how delicate it is that, you know, you're some obese 300-pound man that wants to cut his genitals off. It's disgusting. You'd be in a mental institution. But I'm a libertarian. Long as you don't hurt somebody else, blow that head off if you want. I'm not saying do it. But before you try to teach my kid to cut their genitals off to join your sick cult, get out of the way. You know the fetishes they've got? I'm going to do a report on this soon. They've got school teachers and academics all over newspapers coming out. And don't show it. I'm not ready to do it yet. I'm going to show a bunch of them together. With weird stuff about sex with kids in the background. But you got to blow up the images. And it's unbelievable. It sent chills down my spine when I was in Hawaii, and it was sent to me by a researcher. And it says, I like pizza. I like pizza all over the place. And you just look at these people, and it's just like, ugh. So you have to understand, it's a psychic vampire. It wants to ruin the innocence of children. And you're like, well, it doesn't make sense. Why? It's spiritual. They are like succubus in old legend that sit on your chest and steal your breath at night. You know, that's an old wives' tale. Or your cat steal your breath. You know, they'd be making biscuits on your chest. The cat really thinks you're its mama, and it's the way it, you know, shows affection. So it thinks it's pumping milk out. But old timers thought, oh, look, the cat's on your chest stealing your breath. It's not like that. It's whatever this psychic thing is though attracted to the innocence of children and wants to dominate them, control them, ruin them, kill them. But it's a continuum. There's always like these weird blob, Renfield-looking guys that look like Dennis Hastert. The suppliers always look like Hastert. Then you've got kind of active Renfields that are the middlemen that produce the child snuff films, and they look like the guy that just got caught murdering little girls and little boys and torturing them to death. And the Australian government wasn't going to prosecute him, so he got caught in the Philippines. King of the pedophiles is what I called him. Eyes wide shut ceremonies with these women where they rape and torture little girls, where they beg for mommy and then they strangle them. And stuff I'm not going to even mention on air. You look at him, he looks just like Jimmy Savile. So there's like three or four types. And at the top, it's a Dracula type. And they've got a certain look in their eye and a certain affectation of how they operate. It's a spirit. And it's like a program. It's like a spiritual program. And I've learned to recognize it now in certain people. In royal families, There's one that's got the look that is one of our prominent patriot leaders now that's been shoved on us. And when I finally learned to just go with that, then it's always, it's like boom, and you look into it, and it's exactly that. It's like they've got a look, folks. I mean, it's like police are driving down the road, and they go, look at this guy. They go over, and the guy's got stolen loot and weapons and, just murdered some old lady. It's like a craziness. You can tell some guy just seems to be an evil and likes to do bad. He's kind of got a spirit about him. It's the same thing. You learn these types because the spirit in them manifests as a look. That's why I act evil sometimes and behave like them just to show you what they look like. And the media uses that against me because I can kind of pick it up and do it. I can't really do the Savelle. Pull up the guy in the Philippines convicted of torturing and murdering little girls. I forget his name. Sully. And you look at him, he looks just... Yeah, pull him up. In his frontal shots, he has the exact leering demon look and laughing about it in court. Peter Gerald Scully. And he looks just like Savelle. And he's the intermediate level to full Dracula. Full Dracula. And you look at Prince Philip. Pull up Prince Philip, please. You're talking full Dracula. And, of course, he is related to Dracula. He is a direct line of Vlad the Impaler. His son now lives in Dracula Castle in Romania. About 6 months out of the year. They don't see Charles much anymore. He has special relationships with the local orphanages. You look into it. It's all open source. But Philip is full Drac. And when I say that, I don't mean he's a reptoid from Planet Pop-Tart. I'm telling you, his son, oh, my God, it's unbelievable. The Do Not Show. Was that mainstream TV covering Daisy's destruction? Good God. I just can't handle it anymore. 60 minutes. Okay, we can show it. Just I want to make sure it's not anything online. I want to explain something to the vampires. You like to hurt little kids? I don't like hurting anybody. Not even like I stepped on a gecko. It hadn't happened in like 15 years. I was in Hawaii, a little baby gecko, and I stepped on him. I felt really sad, little gecko. Went in at like 5 a.m. to take a, you know what, little pee-pee. And there it was. Pull up the new articles about him, the direct line of Dracula. They're not even a German royal family. They are a Romanian-Hungarian bloodline of the House of Dracula. That's the dragon. And they are the real live Dracula. And, of course, you know what they tell you? In old England and old France, everywhere, they said, don't get near the castles at night. And they've dug up so many dead kids on the grounds of their palaces over there. Prince Philip's best friends with Jimmy Savelle, who had torture chambers of little girls. And he ran a necrophilia society at the local hospitals where they went and had sex with the dead little girls. And he would then deliver the little girls. They all had different specialties. I remember hearing about this before it ever came out in the news. One particular prime minister, he liked little girls, but he just liked to see their throats slit. He didn't even, he would relieve himself while watching a little girl. They'd lay plastic out, and they'd walk the little, about 7-year-old girl was his favorite. He liked them with black hair and blue eyes. He'd pay a lot for those. And then he would say, your mommy's not going to help you. No one's coming. Let them cry for a little while and beg, and then he'd say, do it. And they'd let them bleed out. And he would just go, Lucifer, I love you so much. Oh, just like Tony Blair said, he falls down in the morning in a newspaper and is possessed by the spirit of light, and he flops around uncontrollably.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.